Mana 3 Media.
Welcome to Going Deep, an offshoot of the podcast, What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. I'm Mike Courtney, and for 40 days, we are involved in a spiritual adventure of going deep. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. But each day, we're looking at a passage of Scripture that talks to us about what it means to go deep in our walk with Christ. Wow. I tried to pick each day one verse out of the scripture reading or a couple of verses that point to the point that we're trying to make for that day. Today the reading is Isaiah 55, and there's not a single verse. The entire chapter of Isaiah 55 is a length of promise after promise after promise. The whole thing is a promise. And it just made me want to talk about holding on to the promises of God when there is no place else to go and nothing else to turn to. We hold on to the promises of God. I wrote every day, I post a little just thought for the day, and today I wrote, the promises of God are like the stars. The darker the night, the brighter they shine. The more difficult the thing you're going through, the more tightly we hold on to the promises of God. Listen to some of the promises in Isaiah 55. Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Verse 7, the last half, let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. That verse that kind of all of us quote and know, verses 8 and 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Just promise after promise after promise in this 55th chapter of Isaiah. And today, maybe that's what you need. Maybe you just need to read a long, lengthy list of the promises of God and be reminded that when there's nothing else to hold on to, you hold on to that. I jotted down 4 thoughts about the promises of God. Let me share them very quickly. The promises are collective. They build on one another. God's faithful to me in some little things. I remember I was fifth grade, I think, in Indiana. We had moved a lot. I was in a new school, middle of the year, rainy day, I think it was in January. And so for PE class, we were in the gymnasium playing kickball. I'm the new kid, and they put me where they put new kids, in right field where no action ever takes place. And I remember praying as a fifth grader, how old we were, 10 years old, God, help me to make a good play so that the kids will like me. And the second I prayed that, the big kid in class just kicked a booming ball up into the rafters, and it came down in right field and dropped into my arms, and I caught it, and the fans went wild. 50,000 fans came screaming out onto the, well, okay, maybe I'm getting carried away. But I believe that God kept that little promise. God did that little thing so that years later, when I'm facing very difficult things, I remember that time that God came through and God answered prayer. The promises are collective. They build on one another, and we get more and more confident of the promises of God as we live longer in them. Here's the second thing. The promises are corporate. They are to the body of Christ. I need to remember that. Tim Mackey says, and we said this in our study on the Bible, Tim Mackey says that the Bible was written for us, but not to us. And some of the promises that we read are not specifically to us. These promises are to the children of Israel way back there, 700 years even before Christ came. But they are corporate. We participate in them because we are a part of the body of Christ. That's why Bill Gaither writes, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God, because by being in the family, I corporately am a part of the promises he offered." The promises are calming. You know, there's something about just reading the promises of God, particularly in the psalm. In the difficult, dark days of my life, and there have been a few, those long seasons. I'm not talking about a problem, but the long seasons. I have learned to turn to the Psalms and just read them over and over and over again and be calmed by the promises of God in the Psalms. When my sister was struggling with depression years ago, she would come over and I would sit beside her and just read Psalms over her, and it would calm her. The promises are calming. They're collective, they're corporate, they're calming. And then here's the final thing. The promises are calling. The purposes of the promise are to call us to something, to call us to be better, to have faith, to hold on, to not give up, and particularly to call us to Him, to attract us to Him. Again, I read already, but verse 6, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." The promises are calling us. Our walk with God is not about the promises. Our walk with God is about the promise giver. And the promises call us to him. Well, here's the last promise to end with. I just like this. Verse 12. "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all of the trees of the field will clap their hands." Man, that's a promise, and that's the promise to you today. Well, thanks for being here. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Here's the prayer for this week. Lord of life and love, help us to worship you today in the beauty of holiness, so that the holiness of your beauty may appear in our lives. Quiet our hearts and strengthen our grip on you, so that we might know and do your will today. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Going Deep. If this is your first day, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. If you'd like to know more about Going Deep or the podcast, What Difference Does That Make?, you can go to branchesblog.com or continue to listening on podcasts wherever you find them, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor FM. Look for What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. Again, thank you for being a part of this, and join us tomorrow as we continue going deep.